This has been stirred by some of the brethren, particularly Brother Aaron, who confessed in his message, and it stirred me because there's something I desire to confess, not for the sake of getting things off my chest, but I'm actually going to testify of deliverance while confessing. And I'm sorry my father's not here to hear this, but you're here, and so I ask that this be played for him in some way, because I know he would definitely be blessed to hear it. But I'll confess to you, for years, that I've considered my relationship with my father and how I've interacted with him and how I've treated what he says, the way I've behaved myself around him. And I've been able to conclude that for years I've actually been serving my father in the flesh rather than my father in heaven. It's not easy to say that, but that's true. That what I said and what I thought, how I dressed, and even how I treated people, sadly, was more shaped around what he thought rather than what the Lord was really thinking. That was my assessment. Is this presentable? That's how I would wear it. I thought that's what he would like. Or does he agree with this? Then I'll say it. Or what have you. What I thought, okay, well, I'll look to his commentary, see what he taught, and that's the right way. What I was teaching for a long time was not my own thoughts, but it was my father's thoughts reworded. He became the standard by which I determined what was true or false. And if he said it, it was true. And if he said it was wrong, then it was wrong. It did not matter if it made sense to me. And if he said something even that was not clear, perhaps not worded correctly, I would not challenge it. I would just accept it. And I just recently realized this. You all can assess in your own way, but this is my own assessment. And I repent of it before God and before the brethren. And I repent to him also. That we serve the Lord, and it's him we answer to. I'm glad to be able to enter into that fellowship with Christ. But I want to be clear on this. This is not my father's fault. He did not teach me to follow him. And if I were to tell him I was, he would be disappointed and saddened by it. Having said that, my fellowship with my father has been greatly enriched since I broke free from this thinking. We can discuss things more profitably. This was within the last week or so. We can discuss things more profitably. We can even disagree and maintain fellowship with the Lord. This was my crime, not his. It is the same for any who have fallen into this mindset. You can confess this and be free. I've just noticed there's a greater respect for one another since I'm not thinking this way. Like, you noticed I dressed differently. He hasn't reviled me for it. We respect each other in a different way. I know that in the scripture this kind of thing was present. Paul and Apollos and Peter had this problem. Remember? I am of Paul. I am of Apollos. I am of Peter, or Cephas, it says. Well, I feel for a long time I was of Gibbon. And it wasn't right. And I have to treat this the same way as Paul treated the brethren who had those. He said, was Paul crucified for you? I have to ask myself this. This is not a rebuke to you. This is me just speaking for myself. Was Gibbon crucified for you, Jonathan? Did he give himself? Paul didn't think this. Paul didn't teach this. But he had to address it that way. And likewise, I can reason that he would have those same kind of words for me. If I were to confess this to him, he would say the same thing. And so that's my fault. I confess it. And I'm not only free of following him instead of the Lord, but I will be a greater advantage to him as a son and as a brother in the Lord. And I'm thankful the Lord has shown me this. And I look forward to being a greater encouragement to you as well. Thanks to God and the brethren he used to help me see that. Now, I don't know if that's the same way for any of you, but for me it was. And if any of you feel the same way, I encourage you to confess that along with me. But if not, I honor you. And I respect you. And I praise you for staying strong in the faith and not falling in that mindset. Because it is dangerous. Even if it's a good person, it's dangerous. But I'm thankful I've been delivered from it. I am a bit disappointed he wasn't here, but I know he will hear it. And I know he'll be happy to hear it too. And so that's what I have to say about that. But I have another thing on my heart, and this is unscripted. I don't have any notes for this. But I'm thinking in terms of what Brother Michael and Sister June just said. And you know, I respect both of where they're coming from. But I've talked to some of my brethren about this, and there's some areas that we're strong in and some areas that we're weak in. And one of the areas we're not very strong in, and that's controversy. And, you know, it's just what it is. We're just not good at it. Okay, if I tell you I'm not good at basketball, just watch me play. You know, you'll believe that, right? You got to take it like that. We're just not good at it. And the reason that is because we don't really deal with it much. We don't talk about controversial things. We don't really kind of get shut down. But I want to encourage us in this, that you're in a room full of friends, people you respect. This is the perfect environment to learn how to deal with stuff like that, because things aren't going to be taken personal. I don't think Brother Michael's going to go home and say, I'm not going anymore. And I don't think Sister June's going to go home and say, well, I'm not going to meet with Michael anymore. I don't think that's going to happen, because they respect one another as brethren. And likewise, I just encourage you in that to not shy away from topics you think a fight's going to break out, which we are not deliberately trying to fight, you understand. But there might be things like we've sprung to our attention. We don't see the same way. And we've had this conversation about disputation recently, where both views are formed, and we're able to kind of like see where people are coming from. I would like to join into that. I would like to see more of that. But I just want to consider the environment you're in. You're in a good environment to learn how to deal with that. So it's encouragement to us that not shy away from anything that's still in our hearts, to discuss it profitably. And I can just see in the future, this will be an area we can finally grow in. We don't have to be weak in this area. We can actually be seasoned in all areas of ministry. So that's all on my heart on that. I'm kind of just running my mouth at this point, but that was on my heart, and I say that for all of your benefit, in view of Sister June and Brother Michael and anyone else who had issues recently. Consider those things. All right.